Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of the most iconic sounds in jungle and old school drum and bass, the Hoover Stab. That big, aggressive, ravey sound that can instantly light up a track. But the trick here is not just making it sound huge. The real skill is slicing it up so it works rhythmically, while still leaving headroom for your kick, snare, break, and sub. So the goal today is simple. Get the Hoover Stab into Ableton Live 12, chop it into playable slices, and shape it so it hits hard without wrecking the mix. First, let's get the sound source ready. You can use a Hoover Stab sample or build one from a synth like Waveatable, Analog, or Operator. If you're making it yourself, think detuned saws, a bit of filter movement, and a short envelope. But for this beginner lesson, using an audio sample is the fastest route. Drag the Hoover Stab into an audio track. Now play it back and watch the track meter. This is a really important habit. Check your level before you start adding effects. A lot of beginners load in a huge sample and immediately run into clipping later. We don't want that. As a rough target, try to have the sample peaking somewhere around -12 to -6 dB before processing. If it's hotter than that, just turn down the clip gain in the clip view. Don't worry about making it loud yet. We're building a controlled sound first. Next, clean up the clip. In clip view, make sure the sample starts cleanly and trim any extra silence at the front. If the stab has a long tail, decide whether you want that dramatic rave tail or something tighter. For jungle and old school DDNB, shorter is often better. A shorter stab leaves more room for the breakbeat to breathe and keeps the low end focused. Now for the fun part, slicing it. You've got two easy ways to do this in Ableton Live 12. The first is to right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That creates a drum rack with each slice mapped to pads. This is great if you want to perform the stab like an instrument and build a rhythm from the pieces. Choose a slicing preset based on the material. Transience is usually the best starting point if the stab has clear hits or movement. If the stab is more even, you can try fixed divisions like 1/8 or 1/16. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice will live in its own simpler. The second method is to drop the sample directly into simpler and switch to slice mode. Then let Ableton detect transients automatically. This gives you a little more control over how the slices behave. You can adjust the sensitivity until the slice points feel musical, and then choose whether the slices trigger in gate or trigger mode depending on how you want them to respond. At this stage, think like a sampler musician, not just a sound designer. You're not trying to make one giant wall of Hoover. You're turning it into a rhythmic instrument that can answer the drums. Now let's build a headroom-safe processing chain. A really solid starting chain is Utility, then EQ8, then Saturator, and optionally a compressor or glue compressor after that. If you want, you can send reverb and delay to return tracks instead of inserting them directly on the stab. That keeps the main sound punchy and easier to control. Start with Utility. Put it first in the chain. If the Hoover is too wide, reduce the width a little. Something around 80% can be the great starting point. That keeps the energy wide but makes it less chaotic in the mix. Also use Utility to lower the gain if needed. This is one of the cleanest ways to preserve headroom. Next, at EQ8. This is where you make room for the rest of the track. A common move is to high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps the sub area clear for your bass. If the stab sounds boxy, cut gently around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's too sharp or aggressive in the upper mids, try a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz. Small moves, big difference. Don't over-EQ it. After that, add Saturator. This is great for giving the stab density and attitude without simply turning it up. Start with a modest drive, maybe +2 to +6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then compensate with the output level. The idea is to make the stab feel more finished and solid, not to crush it. If your slices are uneven in volume, you can add a compressor or glue compressor. Keep it gentle. We're talking a small amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That helps the slices feel consistent while still keeping their punch. For this style, you usually want impact and motion, not overly flattened dynamics. Now it's time to make a pattern. This is where the Hoover really starts to feel like jungle or old school DDNB. A good beginner approach is to place the stab in the gaps between the kick and snare. Use it as a response, not a constant layer. Think call and response. Let the drums say something, then let the stab answer. You can hit it on the end of two, on four, or as little pickup phrases leading into a snare. Try programming a simple four-bar phrase. Maybe the first bar has one strong stab after the snare. The second bar adds a couple of quick chopped hits. The third bar opens up with a longer statement. The fourth bar can finish with a fill that leads back into the loop. This is classic old school energy. Short statement, response, variation, reset. As you arrange, keep checking headroom. This matters a lot. If the stab feels weak, don't immediately raise the volume. First ask yourself, can I make it feel stronger with timing, saturation, or cleaner EQ? Can I make the slices land more tightly? Can I use a little more width control? Often the answer is yes. Bigger does not always mean louder. Also remember that a stereo Hoover can sound huge in solo, but when you collapse it to mono, some of that power can disappear. So test mono early. If the stab loses too much body, reduce the width a bit and keep the mid-range solid. To add movement, automate a few things. Filter cutoff is a great one. You can slowly open the filter over 8 bars to build tension, then snap it back when the drop lands. You can also automate reverb send, delay send, saturator drive, or utility width. That gives the stab life and keeps it from feeling static. For space, use return tracks instead of drowning the main stab in effects. A short reverb on a send can add atmosphere without washing out the punch. A ping-pong delay with filtered repeats can create movement without cluttering the low mids. This is a much cleaner workflow than loading the main track with huge wet effects. If you want to push the old-school vibe further, try a few variations. Reverse one slice and place it right before a hit to create a sucking tension effect. Make one hit a little darker or brighter than the others. Try different slice lengths in different parts of the phrase. Shorter slices at the end of a bar can add energy, while longer slices can make the main statement feel more powerful. Another great trick is to think in layers. The Hoover doesn't have to do everything by itself. Its impact can come from the stab, its tone can come from EQ and saturation, and its space can come from sends. If one slice already sounds massive, keep the rest of the chain simple. That's a very producer-style way to stay in control. If your stab still isn't cutting through, check the timing before the volume. Nudge a slice slightly earlier or later. That tiny placement change can make it feel much more urgent or more locked in with the break. In jungle and D&B, groove is everything. Sometimes the difference between meh and that's the one is just a tiny timing shift. Once you've got a pattern you like, you can commit it. Resample the performance to Audino. This is a really smart move in this style, because it lets you tighten the groove, edit the phrase, and even slice it again if you want. Old school workflows often sound better when you print to audio and make decisions. It keeps the process focused and musical. So let's recap the core workflow. Start with a clean Hoover stab sample or synth render. Keep the level sensible before processing. Slice it in Ableton Live 12 using slice to new MIDI track or simpler slice mode. Shape it with utility, EQ8, and saturator. Use light compression if needed. Place the stab in rhythmic gaps so it supports the drums instead of fighting them. Use automation and return tracks for movement and space. And always protect your headroom so the kick and sub can still hit hard. If you do that, you'll get a Hoover stab that feels classic, dark, and ready for jungle or old-school drum and bass. It'll be big but controlled, aggressive but mix safe. That's the sweet spot. For practice, try building a 4-bar stab phrase with one long hit, a couple of short hits, and one fill at the end. Add utility, EQ8, and saturator. High pass the low end, add a little reverb on a send, and bounce the result to audio. If it feels powerful without overpowering the drums, you're on the right track. And that's the lesson. A Hoover stab can be a monster sound, but when you slice it carefully and manage the headroom, it becomes a proper drum and bass weapon.